This is AP News Minute. President Barack Obama announced that the U.S. and Cuba will reopen their embassies in Havana and Washington, heralding a new chapter in relations after a half century of hostility. The embassy agreement marks the biggest tangible step toward normalizing relations since December, when the two countries restarted diplomatic ties. Thousands of people in Hong Kong took to the streets to renew their call for full democracy for the Asian financial hub. The annual protest march was held on a public holiday, marking Hong Kong's handover from British to Chinese rule in 1997. The Secret Service has started installing sharp metal spikes on the White House fence to discourage potential intruders following two incidents within the past year. Officials say the spikes are a temporary security measure until a long-term solution is found. A World War II-era seaplane is partially submerged near the Alabama-Florida state line after a mishap during the filming of a movie. The vintage CDY-6A flying boat was built in 1945 and is being used in the filming of a new Nicolas Cage movie about the USS Indianapolis disaster. Matthew Burgoyne, The Associated Press, with 18 News Minute.